And you're going like, which is just like you're looking at me. That's what I've done for decades. You read that and go, oh, well. And read the next verse, right? Because it doesn't just like, it doesn't register. And then you have some that even translate this, the idea of giving an account, to whom we will give account. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's just like church. You're in the middle of this wonderful, magnificent description of the Word of God dealing with all of life, everything that God has created, and now you're going, and you're going to give an account. One even, a couple actually, even say reckoning. Now, y'all can feel free to speak among yourselves. Anybody want to take a stab at what this word account or reckoning or have to do is in the Greek text? Yeah, the Greek word. Everybody will know it when we say it, I promise. Yes. Why'd you say that? Did you cheat? Thank you, Lord. You could tell that answer was prepared ahead of time. Yes, that's why he does love you, baby. He loves me more.
No, he does not.
The word that's being translated account or reckoned or have to do with is, if you would see two, ah, like an O, an omicron, logos. The word. Okay? Pros is the idea of toward, with the idea of touching, interfacing, engaging with, interacting with, right? That's the preposition. And then you've got han, which is whom, and hemen, which is plural, can be we, first person plural, we, or could be that you're using it as a, as not just a personal pronoun, but a possessive pronoun, where you would say our. And so I sat here looking at these, what is that, four things? Like days and days, I would look and pray and go off and spend time in the Spirit and come back and look at it again, and I'd try to say, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But the whole time I'm going, okay, I know what it's not. I know it's not describing all these things and not talking about how beautiful it is that before the Word of God, which is a masculine logos, by the way, it is him who is the Word of God. Jesus, yes. So that's the one that we have to do. And why, listen, hear that. If nothing is hidden, if it's all naked and laid bare before his eyes, then why are you giving an account? He already knows. And who's going to reckon about what? And if you go look at it, spend some time digging, you'll find out that those are the only times that that word, logos, is translated that way. So why would anybody take a word that's translated like word, logos, word, well, I think it's like 281 times or something like that comes to mind, and one time, say, account. Somebody was trying to say something. And so they did. And so we're stuck with a picture where we get to that. You either go to the next verse or you go, oh, my goodness. Everything I do is open before him. And I've got to explain it all. Well, I don't know about you, but we don't have time for that. Well said. Yeah, we don't even know. Either she's lying or she don't even know why. Because I ask. And she goes, I don't know. How are you going to give an account if you don't even know why you said it or did it? Right? That's dumb. So, what do you do with this? This word that we are engaging with whom, which means it's he, and we're doing it. so when you pull this all together, everything is naked and exposed with the word with whom we are engaged or interfacing with. Now, is that true? Are we interfacing and engaging with the Son of God regularly? He is alive in us, right? Starts off going, the Word of God is living. And it's penetrating, which means it's inside of you. And nothing in there is hidden from him because he's engaging with you in all of this. And that's exactly what these words say. Engage with, interfacing with who, with whom we not have to do with the Word, with the one who is the Word of God. That's what's going on here. The Word with whom we are engaged or interfacing with. Therefore, verse 14, or since, having a great high priest. Now that transition's made completely. Starting off talking about the Word of God, then talking about him, and now specifically talking about this high priest. Having a great high priest, having... This is beautiful. Diarchomai. Two words put together, dia, through, erchomai, to come, it can mean to go. And so when you put this word together, you have this picture of to traverse. Traverse can mean going from right to left or going from left to right. You can go north or south to north. Or to traverse. Who has traversed the heavens? The Son of God. Jesus came from heaven into the earth. Literally, God put himself in a body, and that's Jesus. And then at the appointed time, having paid the price for sin, being the spotless Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world, in the power of the resurrection, he ascended back into heaven. He traversed. He went from one and to the other. And then I love this next thing, just in case you're missing it. The writer finally is point blank. The Jesus, the Son of God. We should, and here we go again.